You're listening to SBS News.
감사합니다.
Suspect John Juhuan stands handcuffed, surrounded by police, as people shout out for him to be punished.
제가 진짜 미친 짓을 했습니다.
I'm sorry, he says. I did something crazy. He's accused of stabbing his former colleague to death at the subway station where she worked the day before he was to be sentenced for stalking her. Hundreds of post-it notes now cover the wall outside the subway station toilet. People are coming to leave flowers and express their anger, sorrow and fear.
다시는 이런 일이 일어나지 않았으면 좋겠어서.
I've come here because I don't want something like this to happen ever again.
굉장히 저는 좀 특히 분노스럽습니다. 이번 사건이 그걸
I feel angry. Women are continually being stalked and attacked, and our politicians are ignoring it.
치안이 좋은 사회라고 늘 말을 하는데.
People say South Korea is safe, but as a woman in my 20s, I think it's very dangerous.
위험한 사회에 살고 있다고 저는 생각을 합니다.
This murder has shocked the country because despite multiple warning signs, John was never detained or given a restraining order. It's exposed the country's weak stalking laws, and it's proof, people write on the wall, that Korea doesn't protect young women. At the funeral home, the woman's coffin is surrounded by flowers sent by remorseful politicians. Her parents and two younger sisters are unable to process their grief, her uncle tells me.
She was so smart and strong, very independent. She didn't say a word about what was happening to any of us. She tried to sort it out herself. Her parents are blaming themselves for not noticing something was wrong.
작년에 그 스토킹 방지법을 제정
The president has now acknowledged the current stalking laws don't protect victims enough and need to be strengthened.
이 제도를 더 보완해서
Lee Soo-jong is a criminal psychologist working with the government to make them more robust.
Was this woman failed by the current law?
예. 빅팀을 프로텍트를 못 해준 거야.
Yes. In part, we failed her, she tells me. We didn't protect her. I couldn't sleep when I heard about the murder. We can't miss this opportunity now to act. Despite the promises, anger is growing. We'll fight to the end, protesters pledge. Hundreds of people are sitting on the floor wearing black. They're mourning and protesting at the same time. They feel that this murder is symptomatic of a much bigger problem in Korea, that women are just not safe and violence against women isn't being taken seriously enough.